Reminds me of that joke. How many Baptist deacons does it take to change a light bulb? Change? Language is a living thing and it grows and it develops. The word never changes, but the way we deliver it must. And this morning, I'm going to bring you a modern parable. What's a parable? Earthly story with a heavenly meaning. I think that's right. A story. A lot of the Bible tradition was handed down orally. Stories. Sat around campfires and things like that. So this morning I want to talk to you about the naughty polar bears. But before I do, let's pray. Father God, may you open our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that the words you want me to bring will dwell in our hearts, and they will go richly as we seek to be your followers in this your kingdom. So bless us now, I pray, in your name. Amen. Now, the eagle eye amongst you will have noticed there's some polar bears here. Come and have a look at them afterwards, but can I ask you not to touch them? They're a bit delicate. They're carved from a nut. No rudeness. No comments about nuts and things. I'm a nut, but that's fine. But I want to tell you today about the naughty polar bears. The idea was given to me while speaking at a church a couple of weeks ago, and they saw my screensaver, which is this polar bear, and they wanted to know the story behind it. Our story begins, our journey begins, in the words of the song, Way Up North. Not in Alaska, but in Canada. That's where that polar bear was. And to be exact, in Manitoba. Now that's the whole of Canada. And Manitoba's the bit in the middle. I don't know if you can see Winnipeg, the little star just at the bottom. Now, Canada's a big place. So let's zoom in on Winnipeg. Winnipeg is the provincial capital. You see it there at the bottom. Well, to give you an idea, just to the left is Brandon. That's where our youngest daughter lives. And that's about a 3-hour drive. You literally come out of Winnipeg and the sat-nav says, turn left in 199 kilometres. One road. And where we're going is a place called Churchill. Can you see it? Way up in the north. Now, imagine 3 hours Winnipeg to Brandon. And if you sort of, you can't drive to Churchill. It's a 2-day train journey, or you fly. It's about 1,000 kilometres. So it is quite a journey. Now, Churchill is a settlement on the coast of Hudson's Bay, where the Churchill River enters the sea, enters Hudson Bay. Population's about 800. Mainly indigenous people, and they used to make their living in the past from trapping and hunting. But today, it's probably the main source of income are these things. Yeah, that's right. I've got a different slide, but that's fine. People come from all over the world to see the polar bears. As winter approaches, the bears migrate through the area and they have to wait on the shore for the sea to freeze, so they can go out on the ice floes and hunt for food. Now, the problem is global warming or climate change. The ice is forming later and later in the season. Consequently, you have hungry polar bears wandering up to the coast, and the sea's not frozen. So they congregate and they wait for the sea to freeze. Remember, hungry polar bears. Most of them hang out on the coast, but increasingly they've been coming into the town of Churchill. So you have to be careful. And they do a bit of dumpster diving and rubbish sorting, but preventing from hunting on the unfrozen sea, they turn to other forms of food, raiding rubbish bins, even going into town looking for food. Now, that might look cute and cuddly, but would you want a hungry polar bear in your back garden? It's worth mentioning that there's an unwritten rule in Churchill that nobody locks their car doors. Not that there isn't crime, but it's simply that if there's a polar bear in town, do you want one of these little furry critters coming close to you? So people leave their car doors open so that people can get in the car, shut the doors, and escape. But every now and again, there's a problem bear. There's always that one child, isn't there? That it's a problem. And despite the best efforts of the rangers to scare them with flashbangs and shots in the air and bear spray, they simply become a nuisance. And so they've instituted a programme around the edge of Churchill, the bear traps. And these are baited, and the bear goes in at the other end and the trap door falls down and you have a trapped bear. And of course they're checked regularly, and every now and again the trapped bears are collected, they're sedated, manhandled onto, I don't know what one of those things weighs, but it's probably 4 or 5 times even my weight. And they're collected and taken away from the town. They have a welfare check. They're looked over while they come round, and they hopefully wander off in a different direction. Now, do you remember I mentioned about cars not locking them? Well, this is why. And this is what happens if you can't get into your car. We've all seen it in a cartoon, haven't you? You go round and round and round and round and round and round and round. I've seen dogs do it, squirrels, up a tree. Yet, believe it or not, there are some people who want to hang out with the bears and tempt fate. There's always that one person who wants just one more selfie or a picture. Personally, I don't think I'd want to be that. So they've had to institute another programme. And for the bear's welfare, they're sedated and taken to a compound, which locally is known as bear jail. Or more correctly, the polar bear holding facility. So the really naughty bears are rounded up, sedated, and taken off for a couple of days in the cells for their own welfare. Now, because they have become naughty bears, they are then sedated and airlifted even further down the coast, probably by helicopter usually, and then released, again, always with a welfare check. But again, there's always that one, isn't there? There's always that one that gets into mischief, who doesn't get the programme, who just misbehaves. I suppose you could call them a repeat offender. Now, these naughty bears are put back into bear jail, and then they're flown south to the Assiniboine Zoo in Winnipeg, which is where these two came from, and where our engagement with the polar bears began, and where that first picture I took. The first bear you saw was probably what we would call an inmate that can't go home for one reason or another. But more about that later. And as you expect, some of them are happy, some of them aren't too impressed being caged, but they're kept in a fantastic park. I don't know how big it is, it's massive. I mean, I've walked around it and it's huge. But anyway, the naughty bears. They're cared for physically and emotionally. They're given things to do and even encouraged to take the odd bath. They are, trust me, well looked after. And if they behave, if they get the programme, after further welfare checks, they're taken back up north and released, way, way away from Churchill. And they are tagged and they take part in scientific research and for educational purposes also. But the really, really, really naughty bears have to stay in the zoo. But you see, they don't put them down. They don't cull them. They don't turn them into stuffed animals or turn them into rugs that people walk on. They get to live out the rest of their life in this massive polar bear enclosure, including places where they can dive and swim. There is rock and tundra vegetation. And of course, in Winnipeg, plenty of snow. Even that far south, in the winter, it's a balmy minus 45 degrees C for the polar bears. You know, they're sitting there with sunshades and, this is nice, you know. Ooh. Minus 45, just think about that for a minute. You know, that's cold. But the bears get to live out their life. Call it bear heaven, I don't know. They get fed. They're toys to play with. They are cared for. And as I said, no bear, if at all possible, is ever put down. So I like to think this naughty bear is imperfect but forgiven. They get to spend the rest of their life in cared for, fed, watered, and they get to look at the odd tourist. There's a fantastic cafe with plate glass windows. Now, those windows are about 2 or 3 inches thick, so it's perfectly safe. But you can be munching on your hamburger and a polar bear walks past the window and goes, fast food. So the polar bears, although they're naughty and they break the rules, they're cared for. They try and re-educate them. And those that don't get to spend time in the zoo. Now, it's at this point that Jesus would say, for those who have ears, let them listen. But I'm going to suggest you do this. When you get home, sometime during the week even, just go back and reread Psalm 51, David's repentance. Reread Paul's words about God's grace. And reread the two parables in Luke. And remember the naughty poly bears. Imperfect, possibly, but always forgiven. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness and for your Son, whose death means that we can be forgiven for all that we have done. And I pray, Lord, that the words that we read in the Bible will remind us of your grace to each one of us. So, Father, I pray we will remember the naughty polar bears, for we do it in your name. Amen.